You're about to hear the only advertising program on the BBC. This show is guaranteed non-habit forming. You may take one, but you'll never take another. But whether you like it or not, it's something to shout about.
Now, here are a few unsolicited testimonials.
I was tired, weak, restless and forlorn. Then my wife suggested switching on something to shout about, and within 5 minutes, I had enough strength to chuck her out the window. I might add, I'm a lighthouse keeper.
This programme's also evoked much comment from professional men. One of our leading doctors said...
Yes, I heard your show last night, and I definitely think you've all got something. I only hope there's a cure.
While in Harley Street, a dental nurse said...
Please lean over and rinse.
Thank you, friends. Now just sit back and listen while...
Michael Medwin, Eleanor Summerfield, Fenella Fielding, Joan Sims, Nicholas Phipps and Warren Mitchell bring you a light-hearted expose of the advertising world.
Hello, Michael Lightfoot here.
This is Mr. Giddy Jr. speaking. How's the cake mix campaign coming along?
Shaping nicely, sir. We're in conference at the moment, working against the clock.
So far, the clock is winning. Well, now, as soon as you come up with something, bring it down, boy, will you? By the way, have you seen my new office?
Oh, sir, don't tell me you've lost it again.
No. I mean the decor.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, they've done a wonderful job, sir. New carpets, curtains. I hardly recognised it. And the view from the window's quite different.
That's because my old office was on the other side of the building. It's awfully difficult moving a view, silly boy. Well, press on, lad, and when you've got that advertising programme roughed out, I'd like to see it. Goodbye.
Right, sir. Well, now, how are we going to present Cousin Martha's cake mix to the public? Adrian, can you dream up a good slogan?
Well, first of all, I'd like to know something about the product. Is it any good?
It's delicious. When you eat it, it melts in your mouth. But 5 hours later, it hardens in your stomach.
Michael, stop knocking the product. It can't be that bad.
Are you kidding? You know that sample cake we had?
Yes.
Well, on the way home through St. James's, I stopped and fed the ducks. Next morning, they'd all sunk.
Well, now, we must try and be constructive. How do we set about this?
Well, I'd like to make a TV commercial of a lovable, grey-haired old lady. She slides the cake from the oven and sticks a knife in the middle to see if it's done.
With Cousin Martha's cakes, you don't use a knife. You do a quick whip in and out with an electric drill.
Michael, I'm trying to lay out this commercial.
Oh, sorry, Maggie, but there's an awful shortage of lovable, grey-haired old ladies.
Well, you can always call on my gran. Mind you, her hair's not grey. It's more of a mottled mauve since she had that rinse. She had it done for the Derby.
Why, is mauve her racing colours?
No, the Derby and Joan Social. They have one every year annually and twice in the summer.
Mavis, just take notes. Now, come on, everybody, concentrate. We must finish this cake mix job. Good Lord, what's that banging?
Oh, it's only Janet in the ladies' restroom.
What's she doing in there, throwing a party?
No, she's washing her smalls.
Really, Michael, is your secretary taken to wearing chain mail?
I should hope not. She might break out in rust.
Well, actually, you see, it's the cold tap on the wash basin. It sticks and you have to give it a bash with your stiletto.
Well, personally, I think you girls have got a bit of a nerve doing your laundry in the restroom.
Oh, you don't know the half of it. The week before Christmas, Stella from the switchboard was in there plucking a chicken.
Now, can we please get back to this campaign? Now, Cousin Martha's cake mix comes in 5 different flavours. The thing is, which one shall we plug first? Shall we... Oh, how can we work with this row? Oh, thank goodness she's stopped. Now, oh, this is quite impossible. Mavis, go and tell her to shut up, will you? I can't think straight.
Rightio. Janet!
Yes?
Mr. Lightfoot says, will you kindly shut up because he's thinking all crooked?
I can't help that. The tap's stuck.
I expect it needs a new washer.
Mr. Lightfoot thinks you need a new washer. Have you got any more washing to do?
I finished.
Good.
Oh, now perhaps we can have a bit of peace and quiet. Well, as I see it, we can either plug the 5 different flavours of the cake mix at once or go to town on one.
Hmm? Perhaps we ought to concentrate on one particular flavour. What about the fairy feather cake? That sounds nice.
Well, I never knew fairies had feathers.
Then how do you think they fly?
On wires. I saw them in a play once. It was that Christmas when we couldn't get into the all-in wrestling and Gran said to me...
Mavis! Look, the first thing to do is to get a really good slogan. Oh, no.
Mercy. rinsing.
That's right. Now I've started the rinsing.
Oh, do stop it. This is an advertising office. People are sleeping. Now, I think we'd better send for a plumber.
Michael, please. The girls spend enough time in there as it is. We don't want an added attraction.
You don't need a plumber. Any fool can fix a new washer. I did one myself only the other... What I mean is, it's quite a simple job.
Then I'll do it.
But Maggie...
I'm quite handy round the house, you know.
So is Janet, but she can't fix a washer.
Well, I can. I don't suppose anyone just happens to have a spare washer on them.
Mavis can whip out and get one from the ironmongers across the road.
All righty-o. I'll be back in a jiff, and then I can lend a hand to Miss Tufnell. I learnt a bit about plumbing last Saturday.
You've taken up a new hobby?
No, you see, there was a chap repairing our geezer. Very larky he was. I asked him if I could take a bath during his lunch hour. Oh, no, he replied. I'm not eating my sandwiches and all that steam.
Maggie, darling, are you sure you know what you're doing?
Of course I'm sure, Janet. There, that's got the top off the tap.
Maggie, that's marvellous. The way you handle that spanner was just fabulous. I do admire your grip.
Well, I played a lot of tennis at college.
Did they have tennis when you were at college?
Surprisingly enough, yes, dear. What do you think I played, rugger? Ah, let's try and unscrew this other nut. Pretty stiff. Should have been seen 2 years ago.
That could apply to so many of us.
I've got the washer and Mr. Lightfoot says, did you turn off the stopcock before you started? Because if you didn't, you hadn't better begin until you have, otherwise it'll be too late.
Of course I turned the water off first. I'm not a half-wit.
Oh, good. I'll tell him.
Hey, before you do, you can give me a hand with this spanner. And you, Janet. If we all pull together, something's bound to happen.
Well, really, I'm not cut out to be a plumber's mate.
Depends what you mean by mate. Now, everybody, pull!
Oh, stop! Has anyone got a safety pin? I felt something go.
Where?
Well, never mind where. You just take it from me. It's a girl. I've got to have a safety pin.
Oh, I think there's one in my bucket bag.
Janet, for heaven's sake, pin whatever it is together and we'll have another try at the tap.
Well, if it's what I think it is, I'm going to need some help.
Oh, let's have a look.
Janet, I think you must have had trouble with this shoulder strap before. Look at it. 3 paper clips, an elastic band, and a Boy Scout's wackle. Now keep still. I think I can fix it.
We got a bit of quiet in there. I wonder if they fixed that washer.
Let's knock and find out.
You think we ought to?
Yes. Let's be devils. How are you getting on in there? Have you finished?
Not yet, but Miss Tufnell is endeavouring to effect repairs with a safety pin.
A safety pin? That's no use. We'd better come in and help.
I'm sorry, but this is no place for a gentleman. We all pulled together, you see, and it went.
Where did it went?
I really can't go into details.
Now, look, let me come in. I'll do it in a minute. I did one at home only last week.
Yes, but you're the married man.
What the blazes has that got to do with it? Single people have washers as well.
I'll trouble you to leave sex out of it.
Oh, for goodness sake, what's all this about safety pins? What's wrong with fitting a washer?
Plenty, I should think, if you've already got a Boy Scout's woggle.
Mavis, I think we'd better come in and sort this out.
In a minute, I'll tell you when it's all clear.
She gets daffier every day, you know.
Look out, here comes Mr. Giddy.
Ah, Lightfoot, I had an idea about this cake mix campaign. What are you doing outside the ladies' restroom?
Nothing, sir. It's just that...
You can't come in yet. We're not ready.
I've no wish to come in. Lightfoot, what's going on?
Well, you see, sir, one of the taps was leaking and
it's all right, boys. I fixed Janet. You can come in.
And what, may I ask, does that mean?
Your guess is as good as mine.
You were all waiting. Oh, hello, Mr. Giddy. Good morning.
It's afternoon.
I'm sorry, I had a very light lunch.
Miss Tufnell, what exactly is going on? Is it carnival night in the ladies' restroom?
No, no, sir, it's all quite simple, really. You see, one of the taps got stuck. Mr. Lightfoot and Mr. Beals gallantly offered to come to our assistance.
A likely story.
It's perfectly true, Mr. Giddy, really.
Well, I'll take your word for it, Miss Tufnell. But for goodness sake, do whatever you've got to do and get back to the conference room. There's no way to run an advertising firm. It was a great mistake ever having a ladies' restroom. I knew it would lead to trouble.
Michael, Adrian, come in and get this tap right before we all get the sack. The top's off, but I couldn't undo the nut underneath.
Oh, it shouldn't take long. Adrian, let's have that spanner.
Right. You girls sure the water's off?
Well, of course. We're not stupid.
Go on, Adrian. Now, all together. Come on.
Help!
water off.
We did.
Well, what do you think this is, rain?
You must have turned the wrong tap.
Quick, hand me that towel. I'm going to put it over the tap. There. Right. That should stop it for a bit. Mavis, hold the towel on. Got it?
Yes. Ow!
I seem to be wearing it.
Janice, quick, put that waste paper bin over it.
Right, Maggie?
No, over the tap, not Adrian's head.
Give it to me, I'll do it. Janet, wrap one of your nylons round the towel.
Darling, I'm not a contortionist.
Not those you're wearing, the ones you've been washing. Oh, really, you girls are hopeless.
Well, of all the nerve. I'd like to tell you exactly what I think of you if it wasn't for my safety pin.
Oh, look at my hair, it's ringing.
Well, don't answer it. Adrian, what are you doing over there?
The breaststroke.
Oh, come off it.
No, I'm looking for the stopcock. Oh, wait, oh, here it is. Wait, there, that's it. You turned off the wrong one.
Well, one stopcock looks very much like another stopcock.
No, Ed. No, Adrian.
Be a good lad. Fix that washer.
All right.
Now, we must get back to that conference before Giddy gets suspicious.
Yes, I think you ought to. We're supposed to be planning an advertising campaign, not mixed bathing in the ladies' restroom.
Well, honestly, if I'd known what I was in for, I'd have borrowed my gran's water wings.
What about my washing? What about my washing? I'm still missing two nylons and a tartan scarf. They were here before the flood.
Did you say tartan? Oh, sorry, Janet. I thought they were a Highland guest towel. I've been using it to mop up.
Well, really, as if I'd wear a Highland guest towel. Rossi.
I don't think they have guest towels in the Highlands. You wipe your hands on a passing sheep. And...
Oh, I wouldn't like that. You wouldn't know where it'd be.
Well, I'll fix the tap now. Let's get back to work.
Oh, just a minute. Anyone see my false eyelashes floating about?
I think I saw them on that wash basin.
Oh, yes, there they are. Well, isn't that sweet? First time I've been winked at by a bar of soap.
Michael, I don't think we'll ever finish this cake mix job.
Oh, come on, Adrian, pull yourself together. We've got to come across with a good slogan.
All right, don't panic. I'm trying to concentrate. Oh, for goodness sake, stop pacing up and down.
I've got to. I'm still soaking wet. It's not so bad when I'm walking, but when I stand still, I leave a puddle.
Well, I take your jacket off and we'll try and dry it.
Ah, okay.
Now, you take one end, I'll take the other, and we'll wring it out into the goldfish bowl. You turn to the left and I'll turn to the right.
Then the gentleman steps outside the lady and they feather. Here goes.
Michael, it's in a shocking state. It's ruined.
The ladies' restroom?
Mr. Giddy's new office.
It's the room underneath. We've just been down there and all the water's come through the ceiling.
Oh, no, but I thought you girls were mopping up in the restroom.
Well, I got tired of mopping, so I lifted up one of the floorboards to let the water run away.
Mr. Giddy will be furious. His office walls are sopping wet. All that brand new wallpaper.
His Regent's stripes look like Mrs. Fitzherbert the morning after. Crazy.
And his Indian carpet looks as if it's been struck by a monsoon.
Besides which, there's a most peculiar noise coming from his cuckoo clock.
Oh, don't tell me the cuckoo's changed into a duck.
No, but on the quarter hour it came out and gargled. At least that's what it sounded like to me.
Well, that new office was his pride and joy. There'll be a terrible rumpus when he sees it.
Well, he mustn't see it, that's all. Now, we can get out of this if we don't lose our heads. First of all, we must find Mr. Giddy's whereabouts.
Yes, I expect they're ringing wet as well.
Mavis, get onto the switchboard. See if they can trace him.
Righty-ho. Switchboard? Hello, Stella, it's Mavis here. No, dear, I've not rung up for a chat. I want to talk to you. Will you please ring the other offices and try to locate Mr. Giddy? No, dear, it's not business. It's urgent. Bye. She'll ring us back.
Good. Now, as soon as we know where he is, I'll try and stop him from going back to his office while the rest of you dry it out, okay? Adrian, do you think he'll notice if you light a fire in there?
More than likely, old boy. He hasn't got a fireplace. Now, we'll have to round up all the electric fires. Anything that'll help.
I've got an electric blanket and a hairdryer.
Really, dear, the things you carry in your handbag.
Hello, Mavis Willis here. Yes. Okay. Fine. Down Roger, over and tar. Mr. Giddy was last seen leaving the art department, heading in a northeasterly direction towards the fifth floor lift at a speed of 1 mile per hour, GMT, not 2 minutes since.
Right. Operation Dryout's in progress. I'll go and intercept the old boy. Oh, Janet, you better come with me. You can help hold him off.
Yes, but who's going to help you hold off Janet?
And ring the lift man and tell him to get lost, will you?
Around the world. Oh, dear, the lift man's never here when you want him.
Fred! Fred!
Oh, Mr. Giddy. Mr. Giddy?
Fred, you've changed. You've done your hair differently.
Oh, Mr. Giddy, we've been looking for you everywhere.
Oh, yes, sir, everywhere.
Have you? Why? You want to tell me something?
Well, of course I do, but I'm just, you know, sir, I'm groping for words.
Well, you won't find them round that young lady's waist. Take your arm away.
Oh, sorry, just force of habit.
Yes, that's what we wanted to tell you, you see, how much we enjoy working with this firm, you know, the friendly atmosphere, the feeling that you're part of something. You sort of feel wanted.
What for?
Oh, all sorts of things.
You came all the way up here to tell me that? Now, Lightfoot, about that cake mix job, have you started? Are you making any progress or are you stuck?
We have, we are not, and we're very.
Well, do the best you can, boy. Now, where is that lift man? I must get back to my office.
Well, if I were you, sir, I'd go back to the art department. You can't go down. The lift's out of order.
Well, then I'd walk down.
You can't. The stairs are out of order.
But you just came up them, girl. Stairs can't be working up and not down. Stairs aren't like that.
But no, sir, what she means is, sir, you're out of order.
Eh?
Well, it's your age, Mr. Giddy. You mustn't use the stairs. I mean, think of your heart and your feet and all the things in between.
Yes, but it's only a short distance.
Oh, no, sir, you stay here with Janet. I'll find the lift and send it up.
All right, a wretched man should be here somewhere. Fred! Fred, where is he?
You keep him in the lift, and I'll see if his office is dried out, okay?
Won't be long, Mr. Giddy. As soon as the lift comes up, I'll work it for you.
Do you know how to do it?
Oh, I know all about lifts. I was a ballet dancer for years, you know. And it's very difficult in high heels, I can tell you.
Don't like ballet dancers. They wear too many feathers.
We'll be there in a minute.
I don't understand it, girl. We were on the fifth floor. I wanted the fourth floor, and we've been down to the bottom three times. It's only one floor down.
Well, I know. I kept pressing one, and we kept ending up in the basement. Going up.
Oh, yeah. If we should happen to go down again, I would like to pick up my stomach. It was only one floor down. I could have been there in a second.
In a what?
In a second.
Right, second.
Are you sure this is my floor?
That's what you asked for, but of course then everything looks different when you've been away.
Well, I've been up and down so many times, I just don't know. I think this is my new office. They haven't got the name on the door yet.
Oh, Mr. Cartwright, it's always such a pleasure to work overtime with you.
I don't understand it at all.
Oh, I do. It's the feeling of being wanted I was talking about earlier.
No, no, girl. My office. I knew we were on the wrong floor.
Then let's get back in the lift. Oh. Soon be there. Now, it is the fourth floor.
Young lady, this isn't the lift. It's the broom cupboard. And stop pushing my waistcoat button.
Sorry, just a little confused, you know.
Okay, Stella, yes. Righto. Now, we haven't finished drying out yet, but operations are proceeding according to plan. If there's any further information, let us know. Down, Roger, over and ta. Everyone in the building is watching the lift and reporting back to Stella. Poor old soul. He's been whizzing up and down like a bee in a bottle.
Well, Janet won't be able to keep him at bay much longer. I say, I thought we dried out the curtains. What are those soggy heaps in the corner?
First one is Mr. Giddy's overcoat. The soggy heap with legs is Adrian.
I resent that. I'm having a hard enough time as it is. Crawling up and down the carpet on my hands and knees with a hairdryer.
Oh, stop moaning.
Well, I can't help it. I feel such a fool. Giving a finger wave to an Indian rug.
Well, I've got my own problems. Look at this stain. Just our luck. The water had to come down the only wall that was papered.
Well, why is it being done like that?
What's the latest style? Surely you've seen it before.
Oh, yes, in one of my friends' lounges. But I thought they'd just run out of paper.
Michael, I can't keep it up much longer.
Darling, you've got to try.
Oh, all right, but quite frankly, Michael, this is the last time I spend the entire afternoon with a broom in each hand holding Janet's electric blanket to Mr. Giddy's ceiling.
But, darling, you do it so beautifully.
I wouldn't mind, but I keep getting drips of water down my neck.
I don't know where it keeps coming from.
Nor do I, but I know where it's going. Feel like one of those fountains in Rome.
Ah, if only Adrian was Anita Ekberg.
Do you mind, old boy? My clothes are shrunk enough as it is.
Mavis here. Is he? Oh, I'll tell them. Down Roger, over in Tar. Mr. Lightfoot, there's a catastrophe. Mr. Gidd is out of the lift and he's heading this way, and Janet's retired with a broken safety pin.
He can't come in now. How long before this place is ready?
Well, if you ask me, it'll take a couple of hours.
Well, how can we be getting rid of the old boy for a couple of hours?
Well, we could tell him to go to Piccadilly and wait for a number 11 bus.
No, we've got to get him home.
You can't get him home at 4 o'clock. He's one of the directors. It's not as though he works here.
Well, today you can see how the other half live. Come on, everybody, outside.
Oh, come on, right. I know how we're going to do it.
Here he comes. Good grief, he's aged dreadfully.
So would you if you'd been stuck in a lift with Janet.
What are you all doing outside my office?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing at all.
And I've been helping them.
Actually, Mr. Giddy, we're worried about you. That's why we're here.
Really?
Yes, we didn't think you were looking too well today, did we, Michael?
No, sir. We were just saying that our Mr. Giddy didn't look himself today.
Were we? Yes, we were. Yes. Yes, you do look a bit peaky.
Oh. Yes, oh. I'd say you've got a touch of flu. There's a lot of it going around.
Yes, it's the new blue flu. Makes you very white.
But I've got quite a good colour.
Ah, well, you've probably got that other kind. You've heard of Asian flu. Well, this is Chinese flu. Makes you go completely red, except for your offshore islands.
He means your extremities. Fingers and toes.
Chinese flu? Well, I confess I'm a little tired, but I haven't sneezed once.
Yeah, well, you don't. With this virus, you develop a very quiet sneeze. It goes Fu Manchu. It's not apparent at first, but it can be very nasty.
Yes, you get a headache in your head.
Well, where else can you get a headache?
Well, my aunt got one in Dagenham. It was the train journey.
Mavis.
Sorry.
Did you say Dagenham flu in China?
Yes, sir. It affects the pipes.
Well, I find this all very confusing.
Oh, don't blame yourself. You're not well. No. You're just a little bit woozy. Yes. Unable to think clearly.
We all get like that at times.
Even me.
Yes, well, now you mention it, I do feel a bit queasy. Perhaps I ought to go home. I'll get my coat.
Oh, no, don't go in the office.
I want to get my coat.
Oh, stay here, sir. Conserve your strength. Adrian will get it for you.
Oh. Yeah, that's odd. Look in the office. There seems to be a brown patch on the ceiling.
Oh, no, sir. That's just part of your symptoms, sir. Some people see black dots. You see brown patches.
Ah, let me help you on with your coat, Mr. Giddy.
Looks damp to me.
Oh, damp is dry as a bone.
Well, it feels damp, too.
Ah, that's just your condition. You've probably got a temperature. You'll be all right in the morning.
Yes, of course. Now, you will have that cake mix slogan for me, won't you?
Yes, sir. Be on your desk first thing.
Don't worry about me, children. I'll be back in the morning, right as rain.
Yes. Splendid. Don't forget to bring your umbrella.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Giddy. Going home?
Yes.
I'll take you down in the lift.
No, thank you. I'd sooner jump. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Mr. Giddy, Jr.
Right. Now, what about the office?
Well, it's the ceiling, old boy. It's dried out, but it's so patchy. It needs repainting, if you ask me.
Well, we'll have to do it before we go home.
Yes, but what with? The office closes in an hour, and we haven't got time to get materials.
Well, I haven't got a brush, but I've got a tin of paint. It's that new jelly stuff.
Well, then, in that case, we don't need a brush. We can put it on with a fork and spoon.
Mavis.
Sorry.
I suppose we couldn't put it on with Maggie's throat spray.
Thanks very much, but I don't need my interior decorated.
Oh, please, everybody, don't just do something. Stand there. No, you know what I mean. Oh, all go and scrounge what you can, but don't let the other bosses find out.
How are you making out, Michael?
Not too bad, but I bet it's the first time anyone's painted a ceiling with a clothes brush. The paint's about the right colour, though. Good thing you had it.
Well, I was taking it home to the wife. She's mad about home decorating. Once she starts painting, she does everything in sight, never stops. I suppose we're one of the few people who've got a chartreuse kitten with a high-gloss finish.
Look what Janet's found, a nice fat bristly paintbrush.
I hope nobody saw you bring it in.
Only that square old frump in charge of the typing pool. I told her it was a sporran, a happy souvenir of a brief encounter on New Year's Eve.
I've brought some glue, a packet of elastic bands and a knitting needle to stir the paint with.
What are the elastic bands for?
Oh, my dad always wears them when he's doing a bit of home decorating.
Where, if it's not a rude question?
Well, round his cuffs. It stops the paint running up his elbows and getting into his ears.
And I've heard of walls having ears, but never elbows.
I never said his walls had elbows.
I said I say we'll have to do something about this corner. Look, how are we going to fill up these cracks?
Darling, couldn't we use Maggie's makeup base? After all, it works very well on her.
How would you know? You never look at women.
Now then, girls, stop it, will you? Now, what are we going to do about these cracks? Anybody got any plaster?
Now, look, why don't we use some of that Cousin Martha's cake mix?
Mavis, that's a good idea.
Sorry. Oh, is it?
Turn it up. There's a bit of difference between plaster and cake mix.
Not if you're married to my wife. You just mix it into a fine paste and paint over it. There's nothing else we can do tonight.
Michael, it might not stay put. Suppose a lump of cake mix fell on Giddy's head. I mean, how could we explain it? What did we say?
We knew you were coming, so we baked a cake. Go on, get it, Mavis.
Good morning, all. Now, the first thing on the agenda is Cousin Martha's cake mix campaign. Have you got a slogan yet?
Oh, Maggie, please. I've been up all night getting paint out of my moustache.
Oh, Adrian, you're always moaning.
Well, how would you feel if you'd been sitting up in bed all night wearing a smog mask soaked in turps? It's the things like that that take the romance out of marriage.
Oh, look, forget it.
I wish I could. Little Catherine came in, then went running round the house shouting, "The Lone Ranger's in Mummy's bedroom."
Look, we must push on. Mr. Giddy will be in a minute.
Oh, let's hope he doesn't notice anything strange about his office.
Don't worry. By the time I'd finished there, there was nothing that the short-sighted, doddering old man who's halfway round the bend would be likely to notice.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, I say, I stopped to look in at old Giddy's office on the way up. Oh, Mr. Lightfoot, you should never have filled up those cracks with cake mix. Someone's left the electric fire on all night.
Well, what of it?
Well, the ceiling's broken out in macaroons.
Michael, you put in too much. Don't you know that stuff swells up?
Lightfoot. Lightfoot has just been in my office. I demand some explanation. Last night...
Well, sir, it was... we didn't think you'd notice, sir, and it was all we could find.
What are you babbling on about, boy? You haven't got Chinese flu?
No, sir.
Then will you kindly allow me to finish speaking? Last night, you promised me a slogan for Cousin Martha's cake mix. Have you thought one up or haven't you?
Oh, yes, well, of course we have, sir. I was just coming down to your office to discuss it, sir. It's so much nicer in your new office.
Yes, you know, it's been decorated even better than I'd thought. You should see the ceiling. Got a most unusual stucco effect. Charming. Funny, I didn't notice it yesterday.
Well, you went very well,
yes,
sir.
Yes, odd business, sir. It must have been overcome with the smell of paint.
Yes, but it's all gone now.
Yes, this morning the office smells distinctly of cake.
must be all those samples lying around.
Yes, which reminds me now, what about that slogan? You may as well tell me now, boy.
Tell you? Oh, yes, sir. Well, sir, it's, whatever the occasion, Cousin Martha's cake mix always rises.
You mean to tell me a fully grown man... Take a week's notice, bye.
Through no fault of your own, you've just heard Something to Shout About. Michael Lightfoot was played by Michael Medwin, Maggie by Eleanor Summerfield, Janet by Fenella Fielding, Mavis by Joan Sims, Adrian by Nicholas Phipps, Mr. Giddy by Warren Mitchell. The script was baked in a moderate oven by Miles Rudge and Ronnie Wolfe and carved up by our producer, Eric Miller.
Next week, a chef will be here to tell you how to be successful with Maids of Honor.